Lucid Living by Timothy Freke, an audiobook you can listen to in less than an hour that will turn your world inside out. Learn more about lucid living at timothyfreke.com.
Imagine for a moment you're dreaming. You're completely engrossed in the dramas of your dream world when a mysterious stranger appears in your dream. He sidles up to you and softly whispers something extraordinary in your ear. Psst! Wake up! You're dreaming. You feel irritated. That's absurd. The stranger is unperturbed. Is it really absurd? Haven't you noticed how full of significant patterns and strange coincidences your experience is? As if there is some hidden meaning? Well, that's because this is a dream. You become angry. What? Are you saying this world is just some kind of unreal delusion? I find that offensive. Tell that to those people who are suffering. The stranger is patient. Of course this world is real. It's a real dream world. Its wonders are truly wonderful and its horrors are truly horrible. I'm not dismissing it. I'm simply pointing out that it's a dream. You're confused. What do you mean? The stranger explains, right now, you think you are a person talking to me. But that's just who you temporarily appear to be in this dream. The real you is the dreamer. And this whole dream world exists in you. You feel stunned. Are you asking me to believe that I'm imagining talking to you? Surely you're not a product of my imagination. The stranger smiles kindly. The person that you seem to be is not imagining this conversation with me, because that person is a part of the dream. But really, you are the dreamer who is imagining everything and everyone in this dream. We appear to be separate people having a conversation, but actually, we are both the dreamer. You begin to panic. Now you're freaking me out. I'm losing my hold on who I am. The stranger is reassuring. Don't worry. You're just beginning to wake up. This is a dream of awakening. It's designed to progressively make you more conscious until you're conscious enough to realize that you're dreaming. You're confused. But I don't understand. How do I wake up? The stranger looks you straight in the eyes. You can wake up any time you want. You simply have to want to wake up more than you fear it. And there is nothing to fear. Waking up feels good. Knowing you are dreaming is the secret of enjoying the dream. Your anxiety becomes excitement. You want to wake up. And the more you want to wake up, the more you become conscious that you're dreaming. And that feels good. You're no longer frightened of all the terrors that may afflict you in the dream because you know that the real you is safe. Even if the person you seem to be were to die, it would be okay. Because actually, you're the dreamer. How marvelous! Overwhelmed with gratitude, you begin to thank the stranger, but he has moved on and is now deep in conversation with someone else, who is looking shocked and intrigued. You call after him, "What now?" He turns to you briefly and grins. Enjoy the dream, and help everyone else enjoy it, because we're all you. For a moment, you just stand there and let this awesome realization sink in. Then you notice nearby a number of anxious-looking people hurrying about their business, fully convinced they know exactly who they are and what is going on. You smile to yourself, sidle up to one of them, and whisper softly, "Psst! Wake up! You're dreaming!" Wouldn't that be an amazing dream? But how would you react if this were to actually happen to you right now? Because I am the stranger, and I want to make an extraordinary suggestion. Life is not what it seems. You're not who you think you are. Life is like a dream, and you are the dreamer. Have you ever been conscious that you were dreaming whilst asleep at night? This is known as lucid dreaming. I want to suggest that it's possible to experience an ultra-awake state I call lucid living, in which you're conscious that life is like a dream. But I'm not asking you to just believe me. I want to share with you a way of thinking about life that will wake you up so that you experience lucid living for yourself. Lucid living requires a fundamental shift of perspective comparable to looking at one of those pictures of colored dots that suddenly turn into a spectacular 3D image. The first such picture I looked at promised me dolphins, but I could see only dots. I didn't know how to make the image come alive. My friends kept assuring me that if I just stopped concentrating on the dots and focused my eyes on infinity instead, I would definitely see the 3D image. But the more I was reassured, the more irritated I became at my failure. Then, suddenly, for a startling moment, the magic happened. Dots became dolphins, leaping lifelike out of the page towards me. And just as suddenly, they were gone again. Encouraged by my brief success, I kept looking until gradually I got it. Now I can see these 3D images quite easily. Experiencing lucid living can be like this. At first it sounds ludicrous, but keep looking and eventually you will get it. The trick to viewing a 3D image is to change your visual focus. The trick to experiencing lucid living is to change the way you think. And that is what I'm here to help you do. I want to introduce you to a way of thinking about life that will utterly transform your experience of living. I feel privileged that you have invited me into your mind to share these ideas with you. And I don't want to abuse your hospitality by wasting any of your valuable time. So I've kept things as concise as possible by distilling down the simple essence of lucid philosophy. I'm going to lead you through 7 powerful insights that will work together to wake you up from the sleeping sickness that keeps you unconscious in the life dream. Some of these insights are deceptively simple. Some may seem familiar and others may seem weird. But I urge you to approach each insight with an open mind and to give it your undivided attention. If you assume you already understand what an insight means, or if you have already decided that it's meaningless nonsense, this will prevent you awakening. To help you avoid just listening to the words and missing the meaning of each insight, I'm going to suggest you perform a number of philosophical experiments. In these experiments, I will talk you into experiencing lucid living by posing questions and then presenting my answers. Take the time to perform each experiment yourself and see if my answers also work for you. Make sure you actually do this. Otherwise, lucid living will remain just a bizarre idea. Before we embark on our philosophical adventure, let me make one thing very clear. When I compare life to a dream, I do not mean to denigrate it as some sort of meaningless fantasy. Life is too wonderful to be called an illusion unless we whisper the word in amazement, as we might when witnessing the most astonishing magic trick. What could be more magnificent than this glorious universe in all its multifarious extravagance? Its awesome vastness and delicate detail. Its impersonal precision and intimate intensity. Its harsh necessities and lush sensuality. This dream of life is a marvel. This little audiobook has grand aspirations. It won't take you long to listen to, but it could change your life for good. I urge you to listen to it straight through, because you're more likely to reach a philosophical climax if you take it all at once, especially if this is your first time. I can't promise to wake you up. Lucid living is like falling in love. It happens when it happens. You can't force it, and you can't prevent it. But I can take you on a blind date with some extremely bold and beautiful ideas. And you never know, it might be the beginning of something big. So, let me introduce our first insight. Life is a mystery.